It's been a fascinating week dealing with skaters and with Lahi and well, see, last week we had a series of heart to heart talks with a number of different people on the skate crew. And, you know, when you're in the public eye, the little ordinary, low quality, bad decisions you make in your life don't really make a difference that you can see. But when you're a walking billboard for a company that makes a lot of money, making those little decisions, you know, like who's going to like you and who's not, show up in numbers in the tens of thousands. And there's no running away from them anymore. You're always doing little things to help and hurt yourself, but they're so insignificant and the differences and the effects are so small that you're able to tell yourself that it doesn't matter. Once you're dealing with a lot of money, you can't do that anymore. So we're forced to deal with more of the issues by being in the public eye and in the limelight. Okay. So while this is going on, I'm talking with Lahi about, you know, okay, you know, this happens here and you say this and that person thinks this and then these other things happen over here. And so now this company that you want to get skateboards from doesn't want to sponsor you because you did what everybody does in high school. And when I tried to tell you don't do that 2 years ago and you had 10,000 reasons why I'm wrong, you were telling me that I was wrong to have that company want to sponsor you like you wanted. And it's like, I don't hate you, man, at all. But this is our reality. What are we going to do? And you know, these are the conversations that happen with almost every athlete. Almost everyone sponsored. And in fact, what I just told you, it didn't actually happen. It's other stuff. That what I just said there is not a reality. I've couched it. I've changed it. There is no company that doesn't want to sponsor him. That doesn't exist. Because I'm not going to tell his personal business. But things like that are of course going on with everyone. And I'm watching them happen with my buddy. And the thing is, as I'm going through this, I'm saying, I love this kid and I can go into blamer mode and I can start shouting at him. I can start saying, see, I told you so, but I don't like to do that because that's boring. I mean, do you know how many people say, see, you told me so? Yeah, Jesse, you told me. I know I told you. You wouldn't listen. I'm busy. It's boring. I tell everybody and they don't listen. I want to talk about something else. This is boring. I don't want to talk about that. You know, I'm sick of "see you told me so" speeches. So I'm certainly not going to give the "see I told you so" to someone else. Who does that? Who does that? "See I told you so." Goodness, if you say "see I told you so" to someone because it happened finally once in your life, then you haven't been foreseeing enough stuff, and you need to foresee more things. You need to do the "see I told you so" on a daily basis, like me. If you think that a "see I told you so" speech is ever special enough that it's called for. I don't like to give "see, I told you so" speeches. If I gave one of those, half the times they're appropriate, I wouldn't get anything else done in my life. That's my theme. Today's news. Yesterday. But we're talking about this, and here's the thing. Lahi is such an amazing kid because he gets it. He goes, oh, okay, I see that. And it's like, you know, In the things that he, look, every adult that's working with any somewhat young person, I'll say under 30, who's, if you're not 30, sorry, but you're not an adult. I don't care if you got kids. If you're 28 and have kids, you're a kid raising kids. I've always had that. It's why I haven't been in a rush. It's why I hate this. When you get to be a parent speech, once I'm a parent, I'm not going to know anything. You don't learn until you're a grandparent at the soonest. So anyhow, but like anyone that's older dealing with the younger person is going to have to teach the person things. You can get frustrated, mad, upset, furious. You can do that. Or you can have friends. You can have relationships with people. Because I'm, you know, when the kid makes normal mistakes, I can be mad like normal, or I can remind myself the reason that it bothers me is because he's family. And what he does to hurt himself is hurting my friend. And this is about my friend. And I don't want my friend hurt. And I can't tell you how many people seem to forget that. I did not want to become a parent until I had that sorted out. Because we don't need more people spreading hate. You know, people ask me, Jazz, you have a girlfriend, you get married. I'm like, that is the wrong question to be asking. You need to be asking why you keep yelling at your 13-year-old children. That is so inappropriate. That is so immature for the 50-year-olds who would ask me, Jesse, are you going to get married sometimes? Like, you need to worry about your family. Because your kids make mistakes and you just berate them. You don't help them. And I watch the fallout. And what it becomes in the end is that the kids end up, you know, either holding a grudge against their parents or else saying that it's good, basically, that they abused them. Well, my mother loved me. And it's a story of denial and still fighting and then always defensive. It's like, you know, it's like nobody can talk bad about your dad except for you, right? You know, and then you end up there. I don't want that as a relationship with anybody, whether friends or kids that I raise. Where's the love? You know, if someone messes up, I mean, does very, very clearly says in the Bible, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask of God who gives freely and liberally to all without finding fault. You totally mess up. Does God give you a "see, I told you so" speech? No way. Why would you ever do that? Why would you even think about it? How could you let yourself do that? And I go over these things with myself. I tell you, Lahi's one of the best friends I have. Because we know that we're in this together. You know, he makes decisions. And that permanently adjusts the course of his life. And because we're working together, that permanently adjusts my course. And I'm not going to sit there and just complain about the course that I can no longer redirect. I'm going to make it clear to him that we are in this together. And I'm going to show him that you just changed the course for my life because of your decision. And we're family. Now, when you mess up and you know that someone's got you and that they're with you through it, doesn't that give you the weight, the understanding, the concept that you have both the obligation because of how it affects others to make good decisions and the ability to clean it up and go forward? Isn't life all about cleaning stuff up? God says very clearly in the Old Testament, I tear down and I raise up, and I tear back down again and I raise up again. We make mistakes all the time. It's how we learn. It's fine. It's okay. Jesus died for them to cover them. So what have we all been out of shape about? That's the gig, yo. We're supposed to mess up. It's no big deal if you understand the redemptive power of looking forward. Jesus died to make that redemptive power exist. We can focus on the future and keep going because he died. Let's not forget that. Now, where in there is there any of this thing about how we got to threaten people that they'll lose out, or it's got to tell people that God forgives everything so it doesn't matter? I don't get those ideas. Those are two weird ideas. People should not be arguing with each other. They have other things to focus on. How about this? You're loved, and I'm in this with you, and you just hurt me like you hurt yourself. And guess what? It's still not game over. We can still keep going. Now let's move forward. Making people feel abandoned is not going to help them make good decisions. Helping them understand that they affect others makes a family that's stronger than anything you've ever seen. So when it comes to that, mistakes will always, always happen. The question is, are you going to take those mistakes and build a family? Are you going to take those mistakes and orphan yourself by orphaning your kids or the people who need you? Love you. See you next week.